I think we're going to need a money. Chapter 1, Nayak Dev, describing and defining the different types of heroes. Krishna is a hero. Nayak, in Sanskrit, Nayak means a romantic hero. So we heard about four heroes of Krishna, and Pati, and as a husband and as a lover, he shows these four qualities. And then the source of these, a lot of this knowledge comes from the people of Braj that Prabhupada Goswami associated with, and also the ancient scriptures. So we heard about the Pati, how Krishna displays his heroic qualities with Rukmini in Dwarkadish from the beginning, Rukmini Haran. And now we're going to discuss the Upapati Nayak. The Upapati Nayak is, of course, means, Pati means husband, and Upa means additional husband, which means illicit affair, paramour love. The gopis are married to other coward men, but they run out every night with Krishna. But the Shastras and Acharyas explain that although they're married, officially married, Acharyas and Shastras say that although the gopis are externally and apparently married to some gopa with a name, and a mother and father, and they have a mother-in-law and a father-in-law, and they live in joint families in Yavat. But that's where the similarity between modern-day Braj marriages and Krishna Lila. In modern-day Braj marriages, the daughter goes to the husband's house, and she lives in joint family. And she, of course, is intimately associated with her husband. But in this Krishna Lila, although the gopis are officially married and they do have a husband, Yogamaya arranges such that they never see their husband. They never get met. Well, they met him briefly at the Vivaha Yogya. But once they're married and she moves into the in-law's house, then the husband is always busy, has thousands of excuses and reasons why he just can't be with his wife. And that's where the similarity ends, because any young married man and young wife, obviously they would spend lots of time or whatever time they could together. Because that's Mahamaya, that's illusion. We live in that world. And in Krishna's Lila. So the real, because the gopis, in terms of Tattva, Radharani and all the gopis, they're Krishna. Just imagine if you have a mystic power, like a mystic yogi. They say a mystic yogi can expand himself. You can sit here and say, you want to see more of me? No, thanks. One is enough. He says, no, I'll show you. I'll show you four amshas on this side and four amshas. He'll show you eight forms of himself. He said, wow, that's good to know that. What good is it? I have to, one is good enough. One on one. I'm one and you should be one. So Krishna, he actually, all these Sakis and Manjuris, they're expansions of his body, his transcendental body, Satchitananda Shadir, or Vigraha. So they're not like ladies of this world, they're totally spiritual. So Krishna's dancing with them, and so quote unquote, it's the wives of others, but actually it's his energy. It's his own wives, and his own Nija Shakti. And it's nice to be reminded of that time to time. You've heard it, you know it, but we should always remember. Because we're talking about things like heroes and heroines and actors and actresses and these leelas. So we might think, oh, there's names and they're doing everything like I see in a love story in the movies or cinema. Man and woman that's got dancing, singing, playing. Radha Krishna dancing, singing, playing. So they must be like this. Maybe a little different, but I'm not saying. No, categorically in every way completely different. So we have to be reminded sometimes. There's so much similarity because in the relationships of mundane or materialistic conditioned souls of this material world, the relationships between men and women, they're just based on desire. Desire. They're based on desire. On some level, it's personal desire. No matter how much you're surrendered, and how much you're dedicated, and how much you love your wife or husband, underneath the substratum, the underlying layer is desire. desire. I want happiness. I want peace. I want security. And then I'm trying to work you into my, I'm trying to work you, my husband or wife, into my life plan. So two people are thinking, I want my happiness, I want my peace. But somehow they think they can attain that by mutually exchanging together. But ultimately, it's the whole relationship, and any relationship, if you deeply analyze it and look deeply into it with an open mind, you'll see that the basic operating principle in any relationship is selfish. It's very fishy. Selfishness. 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 It's for me. I'm a young man, I get married not because I'm lusty, and because I don't have a woman. I'm the only son. My parents have forced me to produce children, to carry on the dynasty. Many reasons. But the first, the main reason is me. I want. But there, in this spiritual realm we're talking about, there's so many beautiful ladies and so many relationships with Krishna, but every single one of them, Krishna thinks completely different than any man of this world. And Radharani and the gopis think, feel, and desire. Krishna thinks, feels, and desires, and all the gopis and everyone in Vrindavan. And very good. They think, we get this gold star today on your report card. They think, feel, and act in one particular way. So in the spiritual world, Krishna, the gopis and all, and Yashoda and everyone, they're only thinking, feeling, and willing, and acting. Krishna, be happy. Krishna, be pleased. Krishna, be peaceful. Krishna, be satisfied. That's all they think. And what does Krishna think? Yeah, that's right, I should be peaceful, and you should be making me peaceful, and I should be satisfied, and you should be making me satisfied. He thinks, and what's Krishna thinking? He says, I want to make you happy. I want to make you peaceful. I want to make you satisfied and joyful from inside to out, from top to bottom, from senses to mind, from mind to buddhi, from buddhi to hankar, from hankar to atma, from me to chitta, from chitta to atma, from atma to paramatma, from paramatma to Krishna, to Bhagavan, the spiritual world. So this is the desire of Krishna. Vishram sukhayate. Vishram purnam sukhayate. This one phrase is Vishram, Vishram Purnam Sukhayate Bhavatu. So this is the motto. This is the motto and the theme of Krishna's psyche, of his mentality. And that's the psyche and the mentality of a Vaishnava. And especially the Vaishnava. Especially the teacher, the well-wisher, the instructor, the initiator, the guide, the mentor, the guru, she or she, whoever that may be, they have this idea, Vishram Purnam Sukhayate Bhavatu, what it means. It means Bhavatu, let it be, let it happen. Vishram, the universe, Sukhayate, Sukhayate, Vishram Purnam Sukhayate. Everyone in the universe, humans and birds and animals and every living entity, in the universe itself, and everyone in the nature, and nature itself, and all the people, and living entities, and the material energy itself, the earth, the people, the air, the water, the rivers, the mountains, the trees, everything in this universe, Vishram Purna Sukhayate Bhavatu, means the whole universe should be filled with happiness. Sukh. Ananda Maya Vyasa. This is a diametrically opposite way of thinking and feeling and acting. This is spiritual thinking, feeling, and acting. Let you be happy. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be satisfied. Your happiness is my happiness. Your peace is my peace. Your satisfaction is my satisfaction. This is how Krishna, this is how God thinks and feels and wills. And this is how Radharani and the Sakyas and the Sakis and the mothers and everyone thinks. Oh, Krishna. But here we think, let me be happy. Me, me, me. And sometimes they say, me first, and you, and me second, and you never. It's like, you don't even get any position. I'm taking first and second. Me first and second, you never. get love. I live, you die. And especially it's prominent in Kali Yuga. So this is just a little dip into Tattvan philosophy and just to adjust our mentality, because it's all Leela, it's all very intimate things, and so we're handling a very high subject and we're being handled by the subject. We're approaching this subject, and this subject is approaching us. We're approaching this book, and this book is approaching us. So we have to have a proper attitude and mentality and mood and feeling to really get the fullest experience and benefit of enlightenment and joy in studying this Rasa Shastra. Ujjvalanilamani by Sri Rupa Goswami Bhavaki Jai. Radhe. So now, you understand my language? Text 17. Regeno lam dayam dharmam parakiya balartina tadiya prema vasatir buddhir upapati smita. The upapati is described as, he says here, the wise. This is very interesting. He's not quoting a shastra. The wise define the upapati or paramour as the man who has love for the wife of another person. And because of that, he transgresses, which means he breaks dharma brushed, dharma vidhi nisheda brushed. He transgresses dharma because of his attraction for that lady. This is Krishna. So Jiva Goswami Pad says, this definition is an analogy only, since these descriptions cannot really be applied to Krishna. That's interesting. Almost sounds to be like following what I said. Although Krishna is absorbed in these conjugal leelas of the gopis when he comes to earth, he's controlled by the love of his devotees. But Krishna has these eternal pastimes. Although he is absorbed in his pastimes, when he comes to earth, on the earth especially, also there, he's controlled by the love of his devotees. But Krishna's Leela Shakti, which is Yogamaya, not Brinda Devi, to give you a reminder, in order to nourish the special rasa of the devotees by its power, Yogamaya Shakti, encourages the parakya mood in the devotees and displays Krishna as the unmarried lover, being absorbed in his pastimes, as he is sometimes not aware of the powers of his yogamaya. That's amazing. His own energy doesn't know. Krishna Chakravarti says in text 17, the abode of love for another's wife with intentional transgression of excellent dharma because of passion for the wife of another person. Because of his passion for the wife of another person, Parakiya Avala, is called Upapati. By the two modifying phrases, Tadiya, the wife of another, and Prem Vasati, abode of Prem, the Vishaya and Ashraya Prem are indicated. It's just technical. He's just explaining some aspect. Radharani is the ashraya of love and Krishna the vishaya. This is text 18. And this is, first he said this is it. Now he's going to show an example of Krishna as an upapati meeting with the wives of the coward boys, the coward men. So here, Rupa Goswami Pad is quoting a famous pastime. It happened in Kokilavan. Kokilavan is near Yavat, across the street, basically, not so, up 25, 30 minutes away from Yavat, Radharani's home. So the whole area is called Kokilavan, forest of the Kokil, cuckoo. Kokil is the cuckoo bird. So there's a famous pastime that took place there. That's described in the Rupa Goswami's collection of Pada, or poems called Padyavali. And we can read that. Sankit Krida Kokaladi Niradam Kamsa Dvisha Kurvato Dvaron Mochana Lola Sankavalaya Kwanam Muhur Shunyata Keyam Keyam Iti Pragalva Jagati Bhakina Tanatamo Radha Prangana Kon Koli Vitapi Krode Gata Sharvari. When Krishna arrived in Yavat, in the courtyard of Radharani's mother-in-law, late at night when everyone was sleeping nicely, snoring. And so Krishna came to the courtyard of the Radharani's place for their rendezvous meeting, Sanket. Krishna's tinkling ornaments sounded like the cooing of cuckoos. Suddenly, Krishna heard the door of the house open up. Because these old-fashioned houses, they have wooden doors and everything's wooden. So it makes some sound when you open it, you know, like some movie you know, or something. It's actually, if your door is squeaking, it's a mungo. You're supposed to put oil on your hinges. So when, here's Krishna, he's in the courtyard of Radharani's house. The door opens and he's hoping and praying, wishing that it's Radharani. So then he heard the door open, so he heard the sound of the door open. And then he heard the sound of conch shell bangles. Because apparently, even although generally we see in our North India that none of the married ladies were conch shell, shankachuri. We don't see much. They wear other symbols and signs of a married woman. If they do, many don't even wear any signs. That's the owl. Yeah. So that's not cuckoo. That's not parrot. So then we hear that there's conch shell bangles. So generally, we only see conch shell bangles on the wrists of Bengali married ladies or ISKCON walis. You know, they're married, they wear these conch shell bangles. Probably it was Prabhupada's request, and so it comes down from there. It's actually, conch shell bangle represents Lakshmi Devi. Why? Because Lakshmi Devi, in the eighth canto of Bhagavatam, in one Leela, she shows, I mean, she's the eternal consort and the Nitya Shakti of Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Vishnu. But she shows her one pastime appearing, taking birth from the churning of the milk ocean. It's called the Kheer Sagar Mantan or something like that. Maybe the demons and devotees, they churned like you churn yogurt to make butter, or you churn milk to make butter like this. So there's different ways to make. So they're pulling on the rope and korma and vasuki and all these things. And then they're churning it. Churning means twisting and mixing up like a mixie. Hand, like a, making buttermilk, but with hand. Wooden thing. First thing came out was the poison. But Shiva volunteered to drink that and became Nilakant. Nilakant Mahadev. Because it was still burning poison. Something is very hot. It's blue hot, then white hot. White hot, blue hot, red hot, yellow hot. Dhanvantari, the god of health. Dhanvantari came out. Then Airavata, the elephant, came out. And he has like, I don't know, three heads or six tusks. He has six tusks or something, eight tusks. And they're extraordinary. Indra said, I'm the king of heaven. Kings are supposed to have elephants, and I have so many. But this is a really cool one. It's got like six tusks. I'll take that. So he says, okay. So when the door opens, he hears the conch shell bangles. It could be Radharani. Well, she's hoping. He's supposed to meet Radharani in courtyard, so it must be her. She's coming to meet me. So then he hears a voice of an old lady. You know, old ladies' voices are not nice. And old men's voices are not nice. So he hears this old lady. This is Jarati. Jarati just means old lady, Jara. Janma, you ever hear this term? Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha Dosha Mardarshana. Janma's birth, Janma, Mrityu is death, Jara means old age. Jara. So jarati is just a Sanskrit word, means an old bag, you know, old bag, old lady. Old bag man, old bag man, old lady. Jarati. So it's the mother. Well, in this case, because it just says, it's so funny, the Padyavali verse doesn't say her name even. It's Radharani's, it's Radharani's mother. But Rupa Goswami, I don't know if he wrote this verse, because Padyavali, which is his own book he published, Padyavali, some verses are his and some are other great devotees that he liked. It's his favorite verse book. Like, you have your verses, you may or may not, but like a shloka book, your favorite Bhagavatam verses or Rara Sivanidhi or whatever. And then you study it, maybe speak to yourself or to your Thakurji, tell these verses. Prayers to Radhakund, prayers to Yamuna, prayers to Krishna, then Gopal, Sastranam, whatever. And for Thakurji's pleasure, you recite prayers. So in that Padyavali, there's many of his shlokas. So here it says Jarati. So maybe he doesn't even want to say Jatila. But he says in the courtyard of Radharani. So that means that old lady is the mother-in-law. And that mother-in-law's name of Radharani is Jatila. Jatila's coming, says the monkey, you know, Kakati. And everybody jumps out and goes, pah. Red alert, third world war, let's go, hit the bomb shelters, go, run. Everybody scatters and scans out of there and scoots out of the country, lickety fast, super fast, jolly fast. Because the mother-in-law is coming to catch her daughter lying in bed with Krishna. And that's not a very good idea. And I'm not saying lying in bed with Radharani Krishna, that's nice. But to get caught by the mother-in-law then, or the father, or anybody, it's not nice. So then she says, so then, Krishna hears the door open, it's night time, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, or whatever time it was, to meet Radharani, in her courtyard in Yavat, and Krishna's there, and the tinkling of his ankle bells announces his arrival, like the blowing of the conch for the arrival of Thakurji when he gives darshan to the devotees in Vaidhi Mark. Because in Raghunuga Mark, we don't use the kancha. Radha Ramana no kancha, Radhadabana no kancha, Bhanki Vihari no kancha. They have kancha, we don't. Go to Radha Ramana, Arti. Krishna doesn't have a flute either. No, kancha for blowing, for dwani, shank dwani, the sound, shank dwani. Shank for snan, Thakurji snan, that's a different thing. Everyone uses that. That's a long story we've told so many times before, why that's not there. Anyway, so here's these jingling of these conch shell bangles, which has a particular sound, another dull sound. I like the high-pitched, beautiful, sweet sound of Krishna's cooing, cuckoo, cooing ankle bells. Who's there? Who's there? Oh, no, my God. It's the M.I.L. Mother in law. This is bad news. So what did Krishna do? He spent the whole night hiding in a tree in the corner of the courtyard. Because who's there? And he's thinking, my God, it's like trying to escape from prison and they shine a light on your face, you know, you're caught. So he doesn't want to get caught, so he just looks around and he says, oh my God. So he climbs up in a tree because, you know, coward boys are like monkeys, you know. The coward boys, even he reads chapter 12, the 10th canto, chapter 9, 10, 12. It describes how the coward boys and Krishna, as the coward boy, plays like a monkey. A monkey, the little baby, it says the baby monkeys, their tails are hanging from the branches, and the boys climb in the kanama tree and they pull the tail of the baby monkeys, and the mothers get really frightened. So then the boys make faces, and then when the mother, they look, the boys make faces back, and the mother, you know, and louder, and then the monkey, and lunges at them. You're like, you know, they do like lunging means jump forward. Now you're there. You're to kind of to bluff you, to scare you. And the coward boys say, come on, man. And they go, and then they start climbing towards the monkey, like they're attacking the monkey. And they and all the monkeys go, get out of here. Krishna's coming. Balaram. You know, there's bigger monkeys than us. You know. So Krishna knows how to climb them, the trees. This is Brijvasi, you know, part of being born in Brijvasi. So Krishna, what a terrible night that was. Spend a whole night in a tree hiding from somebody's mother-in-law. Now what do you do? You're in the tree, now the sun is about to rise, so now you're going to get caught again. So somehow he got down. So he cites this as the Upapati hero. Doesn't sound very heroic. When the enemy came, he ran up in the tree. He's hiding. So this is there's a tika by Vishnu Chakravarti, which I found interesting. In this verse, Brindadevi is telling Purnamasi about the previous night's pastime of Krishna. Radharani was, imagine, Krishna is so close. Imagine, like, this is Radharani's house. And this is where they were sitting at the courtyard. And Krishna's in the courtyard, and Radharani hears the ankle bells. And then she hears some mother-in-law, Shatila's there. I thought she was sleeping. She's up. Because Krishna was just supposed to come. There's other stories, variations of this, take off on this verse at least, that Krishna was queen like a cuckoo. And, you know, the story in Kokilavan, that was night, and it wasn't that late. It's like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and gopis were chit-chatting and underneath the room and laughing and joking, whatever. And they didn't know, there was no sankate meeting place arranged that night. So then Krishna, this is a lila they tell when they go on Rajmanda, Yatra, Trasikosh. Then Krishna came to Yavat, because no one knew what the plan was. So Krishna was out in the same thing, in the backyard, in the oven. Like cuckoo, you know. Like that, you know, very beautiful, deep sound. So then Radharani said, then she knew this is Krishna cuckoo. Krishna kokil. Krishna kokil means cuckoo, kokil. And she was quiet. So she heard that, Krishna, that's why it's called it's Kokilavan. But why it's called Kokilavan, it's named after this lila where Krishna made the sound of a kokila. That's what they tell you. And this verse is apparently related to that, and also a variation of that from Padyavali. Lila is ancient lila, maybe in some Adi Puran or Skanda Puran or somewhere, very ancient lila. Krishna imitating the sound, the nocturnal sound of a cuckoo. Attract Radharani from Milan and Ratri Lila. So the Van, because that whole area from Yavat all down across the street, all that whole area is called Kokila Van, because this is the pastime where Krishna became a cuckoo. So he was doing like that. And every time he'd make the sound of a cuckoo, and then he was thinking Radharani will hear, and Radharani will come and meet me. So he tried to say, cuckoo, like he would play his murli. So when Krishna plays his murli not, he plays his murli, he plays different raganis or ragas, then those ragas are saying radha, radha. So when Krishna is saying cuckoo, he's trying to say radha. He's mixing the name of radha and his cuckoo. You can follow that. Radha is mixed in. So Radha understood right away, as soon as she heard the cuckoo, well, that's Krishna. Oh, he's so clever. It is well known to all the gopis and all the coward boys that, just like Dinabandha, you know our Dinabandha, he can imitate every cow and buffalo and bird and everything in Braj. If you ever hear him give classes, they tell you, they say, oh, there's this one cheeky bird, and a cheeky bird that sounds like this. And he makes all these sounds. You ever heard it? He's too funny. It's funny, but it's actually, he's correct. I mean, that's as close as anybody could, you know, give you an idea of what it sounds like. So now Krishna's imitating the sound of the cuckoo, and he's thinking about, so the door is opening. And he sees an arm, and it's kind of dark, and so then he just sees some, he hears some conchal bangles as the door opens up. And oh, is it Radharani? Can't see, it's kind of dark, you know. Then, who's there? Call me. Oh my God. Then that's what the Leela is, that he runs up in this tree and hides there. He waits, the door closes, he watches, the door closes. Then he waits about 10 minutes, maybe. Okay, now she closed the door, she went back, maybe she went to the bathroom, washed her hands, mouth. Then she took a little water, now Chitila's gone to her room. And he's thinking, because he knows where Chitila's room is, so she walking here, then, okay. Now it's time. So, oh, they're not ready to come, okay. So then, the door opens up, who's there? Who is that? Who's out there? Krishna climbs up in the tree. 5, 6, 10 times. Up and down, up and down. The whole night Krishna passed as a cuckoo bird. And he never met his kokilini. He never met his female kokil, Radharani. So that Leela took place in Kokilavan. So this is an example of an uvapati of some unmarried man or even married man coming to meet with the wife of another. So this is Upapati hero. Very funny pastime. So Vishnu is saying, Vrindadevi is telling this Leela to Purnamasi. As we were mentioning yesterday about the who's who. Remember I said that Yogamaya is like the temple president and Vrindadevi is like the temple commander. So all we say, some people say Leela Shakti is Vrindadevi. That's not correct. Yogamaya, Krishna's Sukh Shakti arranges Krishna's praying and Yogamaya, Purnamasi, they arrange all of Krishna's Leelas, all of them, and Sakirati, and Vatsalirati, or Madhuryavati. But specifically for Madhuryavati, all the particulars for each of those Leelas that are required, all the objects and musical instruments and singing birds and flowers and fruits and unguents and sandalwood paste and many changes of clothes and towels and kajal and combs and brushes and many, many things are required for the Leelas. That's all kept in different cottages and storerooms in the forest, different forests. They're the godown and Vrindadevi's godowns, like storage rooms. And then she has a group of maidservants, Vandevis, that work with her. So they're busy scurrying all around. They work underneath Vrindadevi, and Vrindadevi works under Purnamasi. So that's why Vrindadevi is reporting to Purnamasi. Because Vrindadevi, the Leela Shakti and the Leela organizer is Yogamaya. So Yogamaya is saying, I mean, Vrindadevi is reporting to Purnamasi. So she said, how did the Leela unfold? You know, it's supposed to be a beautiful Leela. Krishna called like a kokil, and Radharani's supposed to come out and meet him. And did it go like that? It was nice? No. Watch out. What happened? Krishna was just gone running up and down the tree all night and he had darshan and jatila. Yeah, Ratri Leela with Jatila. Ratri Leela with Jatila. It was a real bummer. It was a bad Leela. It was a ghastly Leela. Vipatsa going Rati. Ghastly. Sleep, and Vishnu says, sleeplessness and hidden desire with great longing of both Radha and Krishna are suggested by the tinkling of Krishna's ornaments and the sound of the door opening. The sound of the ornaments of Krishna gives great joy to Radharani. The sound of the door gives great, opening door gives great joy to Krishna. But then the joy disappears and then anxiety appears when they hear Jatila say, who is there? So here's an example of different anubhavas coming like waves. This is anubhava, this is samsari. Like, so there's anxiety, and then there's what it says, one joy. So there's ulas or happiness, and then that's a wave that comes in a loving relationship. Oh, I'm excited, I'm eager, I'm feeling very happy. I hear the sound of the ankle bells. oh, I'm going to meet my lover, I'm going to meet Krishna, I'm going to see him in within a few seconds. And then Krishna hears, oh, the door's opening, and I hear the conch shell bangles, shank chuli, shank chuli. And soon I'll meet my Radharani. But then that joy, and that's like a wave that rises in the ocean of their conjugal love between each other. Then suddenly, then they get slammed. That wave just slams them, and it disappears, and then a new wave comes. Despair, and disappointment, anxiety. Oh, no, it's her. Let me try again. Oh, no, it's her. Let me try again. Oh, no, it's her. Whole night. So it's really a sad ending. There, Krishna and Radha's meeting has been prevented, and their meeting is difficult. That's the nature of Parthiya Bhava, which gives it such an exciting flavor. The difficulty in meeting the superior, the superiors, they have so many obstacles. But then their disappointment, longing, and impatience increase to the extreme. Even after some time, the jingling sound, the opening of the door, and Jarati's words continue to be heard. This is indicated by the word muhu. Because in the Sanskrit word it said muhu, muhu word probably in Bengali saying, muhu word means repeatedly, again and again. This indicates their increased emotions. In other words, muhu means repeating, but in a sense of consecutively increasing from the previous repetition. Can you follow? Every time it repeats, it increases. Like the intensity is 10 times now, and then again it comes. Like one wave comes, a small wave comes in the ocean, boom. Then behind it, you know, 3-foot wave comes and makes a little boom. Then behind it, there's a 6-foot wave, because the ocean can be any size wave. So every 30 seconds, and 1 minute, a small wave. Then 1 minute later, a bigger wave. Then a bigger wave. So each time they heard the sounds, their emotions, their anticipation of Rukhati Tivah, anxiety and eagerness to meet each other. Radharani heard the ankles, oh. And then Krishna heard the door opening, oh. And then, oh. Then again, oh, maybe not that time, maybe this time, second time, oh, not that time, maybe the third time. So their ecstasy and anticipation of meeting was so great. Oftentimes they say the anticipation of meeting is greater than meeting itself. The ecstasy and, oh, I'm going to go see so-and-so, I'm going to go see so-and-so. Then you see so-and-so, it's like, ah, okay, hello so-and-so. but the happiness and joy and experience you're feeling in not meeting the person and anticipating and looking forward to meeting the person is so high. So that's what they're experiencing, ever increasing. Each time, throughout the whole night, from 10 o'clock at night until half hour, 40 minutes before sunrise, Krishna was climbing down the tree. He's determined. And Rupa Goswami is saying, we're supposed to be determined in devotional service. So Krishna doesn't show an example of determination to attain Radharani's association, and we can't follow his footsteps. So we should follow his footsteps. Oh, he's so determined to serve Radharani. So we should be so determined to serve Radha and Krishna. We keep trying, we keep trying, we keep trying. And then someday, they'll open the door, and they'll say, yeah, I've heard all this chanting you've been doing. And I open the door, but each time I open the door opened, you thought it was the door to liberation, but it wasn't. It was the door to more, you know, more experiences in this realm, world. And finally, one day, the door will open, and it won't be this world presenting itself, the Krishna will walk out of the door and say, come now, the door is open, now come with me, and take you through the door. So you go through the door, and then birth no more. So Krishna is very determined. This indicates increased emotions. And this way the whole night passed. So this is very nice. And now there's something nice, Leela, we heard about glorification of our beautiful Kokilavan. And we're reminded, in this Parakiya Bhava, we're reminded We're reminded of how difficult it is for Radha and Krishna to meet. Like Krishna, like sometimes the Guru asks us to do all kinds of seva, and it may seem difficult or hard to want to do that. We just think of it's for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Guru, so we have to do it, whatever it is. So Krishna, he's ready to do anything to serve Radharani and to meet with Radharani and be with Radharani. So he's God, he's the Supreme Godhead, and here he is, he's climbing up and down trees all night like a monkey and imitating the sound of a bird just to disguise himself and create a way for Radharani to sneak out and meet him. Imitating the sound of a cuckoo. What Krishna won't do? What Krishna won't do to meet Radharani and serve Radharani? So what we won't do, what we won't do to serve Krishna and Radharani, we can. Everything. And God is, because he wants to serve. Who massages Radharani's feet? Krishna. Who brushes Radharani's hair? Krishna. Who dresses Radharani? Krishna. He who feeds Radharani? Krishna feeds. Directly from his mouth, it's like, see, I don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to have hard digestion, so I mix all my saliva in this nice tumble and help pre-digest it, so it's like, you're like my baby, so you should have this nice food. So I take this pond and tumble, it's very nice. Now I kiss you, and I pass it from my lips to your lips, it's already digested in the Adhara Amrita. So how about this is a pushti? Pushti, Krishna's nourishing Radharani's love, with his love, and his attention, and his seva. And that's what he wants us to do. Nourish our love by serving Radha and Krishna more and more, and caring for them in every possible way. Krishna cares for Radharani in every possible way. He himself has showed the example. Krishna brushes there, the mantris brush there. Krishna paints Radharani's feet, the mantris paint Radharani's feet. Krishna feeds Radharani, the mantris feed Krishna's prasadi to Radharani. And they get the remnants, bhojam, bhojam, nava-nava-rasa. Bhojam, bhojam, nava-nava-rasa, nava-nava-rasa, magna-kadasyam. It's remnants of Radharani's prasad. Sri Radhaya, uchishta, amitam, pishamitam. The essence of nectar is the remnants of Radharani. So this is, we'll continue here tomorrow. Shri Rupa Goswami Pada Ki.